I recognized one of the two gunmen, the one with a brace of pistols. His name was Bart something or other, and he was muscle for hire, cheap muscle at that. But at least you got what you paid for. Bart was the kind of guy you called when you needed someone's ribs broken on a budget. The other guy was familiar too, but I couldn't put a name on him. Come on, it wasn't like I hung around in outfit bars getting to know everyone. Besides, all I really needed to know was that he'd shot Murphy. I started walking forward, straight at them, and stopped when I was maybe 15 feet away. By the time I got there, they were finally getting the ice and snow out of their eyes. I didn't wait for them to get their vision back. I aimed carefully and put a bullet through Shotgun Boy's right knee. He went down, screaming, and kept screaming. Bart turned toward me and raised both guns, but my shield bracelet was ready. I made an effort of will, and a hemisphere of shimmering, translucent silver force flickered to life between Bart and me. He emptied both automatics at me, but he might as well have been shooting water pistols. My shield caught every shot, and I angled it to deflect the rounds up into the air, rather than into one of the houses in the neighborhood around us. Bart's guns clicked empty. I lowered the shield and lifted my revolver as he fumbled at his pockets for fresh magazines. Bart, I chided him. Think this one through. He froze in place and then slowly moved his hands away from his pockets. Thank you. Guess what I want you to do next? He dropped his guns. Bart was in his late 30s and good looking, tall, with a frame of a man who spent a lot of his time at the gym. He had little weasel eyes, though, dark and gleaming. They darted left and right, as if seeking possible avenues of escape. Don't make me shoot you in the back, Bart, I said. Bullet could hit your spine, paralyze you without killing you. That would be awful. I moseyed over to him, keeping the gun trained on him, and making sure I always had a clear view of the other gunman. He was still screaming, though it had a hoarse, thready sound to it now. Do you know who I am? Dresden, Jesus, Bart said. Nothing personal, man. You tried to kill me, Bart. That's just about as personal as it gets. It was a job, he said. Just a job. And suddenly I remembered where I'd seen the other guy before. Unconscious, in the hallway outside Demeter's office at Executive Priority. He was one of Torelli's flunkies, and he did not appear to have much more savvy than his boss. Job's gonna get you killed one day, Bart, I said. Maybe even right now, I called out. Molly? How is she? Murphy's voice came back to me instead of Molly's. I'm fine, she said. The words were clipped as if she were in pain. Vest stopped all but one of the balls, and that one isn't bad. Her arm is bleeding, Harry, Molly said, her voice shaking. It's stopping, but I don't think there's anything else I can do. Murph, get back to the car. Stay warm. Like hell, Harry. I completed the sentence for her. Go into shock. Don't be stupid, Murph. I can't lug your unconscious body around and keep these guys under control. Murphy growled something vaguely threatening under her breath, but I heard Molly say, Here, let me help you. Bart's beady eyes were all but bugging out of his head as he searched for the source of the sound of Molly's voice. What? What the hell? By now, I was sure people in the houses around us had called the police. I was sure that the cops would be a few moments longer than usual arriving, too. I wanted to be gone by then, which meant that I didn't have much time. But Bart didn't have to know that. Just like Bart didn't have a clue what he'd gotten himself involved in. I most likely didn't have time to grill even one of the gunmen. Torelli's goon was hurt and probably mad as hell at me. He was probably more loyal to Torelli, too, if he was a personal retainer. That really left me only one smart option for gathering information. I stepped forward, shifting my gun to my left hand and held out my right. I spoke a quiet word, and a sphere of fire, bright as a tiny sun, kindled to life in the air above my right hand. I turned a slow stare on Bart and stepped close to him. The thug flinched and fell onto his ass in the snowy street.